Begin the current daven set the human daven lamed begin on the base begin says the master begin with the gemara. Yudami says limit terrible vadam. We didn't say this only from mitzvah. We call them that every single person who comes into the azara needs to do a tefillah. So it says Taisid lepirish Rashi the pirish lod perakama based on what Rashi said in the first paragraph of Tesaim and base that he explains where there's different interpretations in that gemara over there. But Rashi one interpretation says Ravad Rahaba Amay says Homani who is this? You had a contradiction between Mishnah and Tum that mess says me this. It's not a contradiction. It's Machlekes Homani or Behuda. Which Mani is this? Which Sefta are you saying is Behuda? Says Rashi Ahida Tumin. He's referring to that in Masechtas Tamid. That's how Rashi explains it. From the Ashkechan, the Pligas Tamid the Midas, because we find that he disagrees with the non-Mishnah Masechtas Midas, and therefore we could presume that he's the one that's disagreeing here also in Masechtas Tamid. But my see Brisa the Shemin, the Behuda, the Mizbech Mutzah, and we bring a Brisa that shows that Behuda holds the Mizbech in the middle, and the Tamid the Midas, less than Mizbech Mutzah, we find that the anonymous Mishnah Masechtas Midas doesn't hold this in the middle. Ah, so that's how we know that he's the one that disagrees. We could say he's the one Masechtas Tamid. Sanat Bavis Taisis, Mahadaham Maslasuye, what do you mean? Could have brought a right from over here, the Polygastam of the Rasha. Here he's disagreeing with the anonymous Tamikama of the Rasha, which Tamikama holds, who he's the Stama of the Midas, that only Mitzurah on our table. And submission of the Midas, Rabbi holds that, no, it's not only Mitzurah, rather every single person. So why didn't Ravada bring a Raya from over here? That's the Taisis. So what you could say is, no, Mahadaham Maslasuye, right? No, from here we couldn't have brought a proof. Kadikalim, you could say, Shani Hachi, here it's different. The Polyg Behadje Bemishnah, it's an explicit Machlikas in the Mishnah. And that's where it's explicit over there, fine. But we don't find explicitly in the Mishnah that he disagrees. Maybe he wouldn't be the mandama that disagrees. Therefore we bring, even when it's not a Mishnah, we could just nemon, he's the stomach that disagrees, as we find just the brisa of, that he holds Mizrech in the middle, not like the stomach of Masechtas Midas. Another interpretation you could give is the Machalav Shemin the Polig. No, from here we would not have seen that he's the one who disagrees with Masechtas Midas because maybe you could say Kuli Bihudi. You could actually say it's all Bihuda. This Mishnah Masechtas Midas. It's only because in the Reisha we said Chalushka Kri Lishka Mitzron. We said why was this chamber called the Lishka Mitzron? Appearish Lomanikus Kach. Why was it called like the Bishus Mitzron Tavin? And we're explaining because Mitzron had a table over there, and that's because Mikron Nisakne B'Shivazem. That's because it originally was instituted for this purpose. So that's not a different man to Am. That's a Behuda. And that Kamar Rebbe says, I just want you to know. But the Achash and Nisakne after that was instituted for the Mitzron, he gilu litva b'kaladim tar rich l'kam zazar. So the custom became everyone who wanted to come in went and tabled over there. But it's not like it's another man to Omar. It's everyone would go ahead. And therefore, since it's not clearly that he's disagreeing, could be he's that same man to Omar. Therefore, they brought a riot from somewhere else, not from the Mishnah over here. Kinnik says the master begins the words of the Gemara, idle tavel. What he's saying, if he didn't tavel, how could you use that to resolve the contradiction? Then have shemishbay. Then it wouldn't be enough to just do another tefillah. He actually would have to have sundown. Now, from the Gemara's question, it sounds like that as long as there's no Harab Shemesh, so then he can't come in to the Lishkas of Mitzuran. So how could you say that he's doing a tefillah over here? He can't even come in to Lishkas of Mitzuran. Now, that Taisa asked him only to wonder to me. Mike Kapar, what's the Gemara's question? But in the days of his counting, which is after he became Tar, and he brought his two birds, and he counts another 7 days, and then the 7 day he cuts his hand, and he tables an 8th day, he brings his Kapara, and he sticks his thumbs and his toes into the Machnas Shechinah. And that's called Bemei Safari, which is what this person is at this point. Eina Asli Kanis, he's not actually forbidden to go in. Ela B'Machla Shechina, only to the Machla Shechina. But the Lishkas Mitzuram lo Heisa B'Kadish, it was not part of Machla Shechina. But the Neftus Olam Chusik Aparam, and the fact that it was lacking atonement, who was not going to Machla Shechina, would go over there. So what's the question? What do you have Shemesh for? That's just Yishlam and the Hachibach. Now this is what the Gemara was asking. The Gemara was asking, if he's saying that he didn't tayvel, so then Kibin Dele Matzla Hachnas Jodiv L'Bohim Zayim, since he can't stick it in his hands, for his thumbs into the Azor today, Achiyav Shemsha, until he has Hev Shemesh, because of Bia B'mechnas Shema Bia. So, Lomali the Ayo B'Har Bais Litvashim. Then, what's the whole point of tabling the Har Bais to where in that place over there? Because, what do you mean? Anyways, he can't stick his behind us in today. He has to wait for Hev Shemesh. Hev Shemesh. And that is, Bishlami B'Shminari, if we're talking about day 8, B'Kvarat Tavamul Yem, already tabled from before the day that, from the previous night. So I can understand why he's specifically telling him over there that he shouldn't remove his consciousness. She is that he recalled to stick his hands right away. But if he's saying that he didn't table, as he wants to say right now to resolve the contradiction, so what's the point of tabling why is he going here in the Har Bayis? That's what Gemara is asking. Not because he can't be Lishkas Mitzron, but he can't stick his thumbs in anyway. Another approach you could say is you're right, although biblically he's allowed to go into the Har Bayis, meaning Machna Leviyah. all the days of his counting of when he's in the last 7 day period of his Taraz. But rabbinically, they were good not to go in. Because the Perek Mas Nagoyim Komar, after the hair cutting of, which is his first cutting when he finishes being a Mitzayra, Harei Kasheretz, we give him the halachic says the Kasheretz, which contaminates with Maga, or Perek Kalim, the Tanan, and the first Perek Kalim, the Mishnah teaches the Ezra Nashim, Makadesh Zemendu is more sanctified than the Chel, which was mentioned before in the Mishnah, She'in Shem Tvul Yoyim, which then this we're talking about. A person that was tummy the table but didn't have Erev Shemesh, Nichnas L'Shem could go in over there. Now, the Lishkas Mitzroin has a Medz Vez Nashim, that was in the Ezez Nashim, B'Yachas Ma'abel L'Shokh Shabbat Mitzvah, it was one of the four chambers in the four corners of the Ezez Nashim, where that was the Lishkas Mitzroin. So therefore, that's what's saying that Tfil Yom is not supposed to go in there rabbinically, and that's why, although biblically yes, but rabbinically not, that was the Gemara's question, that yeah, he cannot even come into Lishkas Mitzroin. Kachinik says, must begin with the words of Gemara, Hesgadas. If you tell me that he removed consciousness, then Shlisha Shvibai, then forget about Herb Shemesh. He has to now spray himself with the paradigmal waters day 3 and day 7. Which Shlisha explains that Tummy Sheretz in the Velum, anyone that's Tummy just from a Sheretz in the Velum, Chalhanach, the Tchinu Hazor Shlisha Shvibai, that does not require day 3 and day 7. So Chalim, you have to say, Kagoin de la Eschada Tayu, that they did not remove their consciousness, meaning even though the Masir does from Tummy Sheretz in the Velum, but the Namasir does from that of Thomas Mess. Kinnurik says, Master, it begins with Zigmara, Namer Rabban, the legal of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say Rabban, who disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, is convinced really that they hold like Ben Zayma. Which, Pastor Asher Asher explains that what does the Gemara mean to say? But Namer Rabban, let's say that these Rabban of the first Braisa that they hold like Ben Zayma. That anyone who goes to Dazar needs to have Tevila. And, meaning, Lav Hain Rabban, the legal of Midas. Not like Rabban who disagree in Mesetas Midas, and they hold that only Mitzayro who is used to Toma needs Tevila, and not every person. No. It would mean, according to this side of the Gemara, like Ben Zayma, that every person. So it's a wonder to me, because if that's the case, my Masav Gula Labaya, if that's his question, what would Abaye be in doubt? Most definitely, you have to say, like the second side, that, yes, yeah, specifically that of Mitzayru, who's Daesh Betoma, not like the first side. Because the Pshit, the Lest Lamema, the Pliga, Rabban, Mesef, means, of course, I can say that the Rabban of the first Bais disagree with the Rabban of the second Bais, that of Mesef, is Midas. Because the Mekin, the case, Kash Rabban, Rabban, and you would have a contradiction to Rabban. The Rabban, Dukhti, Parachukli, for many times, the Shah Zigmar asked like this, it says, Rude, Kasha, Rabban, Rabban, like Kasha, what do you mean? You have a contradiction to Shit Rabbanan. And the answer, etc. And that is Tais explains, we never find anywhere that the Gemara gives an answer and says, oh, it's three Rabbanan and there's two Rabbanans. No, we assume the Rabbanan are one unit, just like when it's a Mandama. El Tzachlam rather says, what you have to say is not like Rashi. That Philos really could be submitted even if the Rabbanan of the first Bryce, Alek Ben Zayma, Loi Plig Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda Mesechtes Midas, and not disagreeing with the Rabbanan of the second Bryce, that disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda Mesechtes Midas. Because they could maybe now may Hasim, you could even say over there that who had in Shakaladim. That yes, it's like they say that even over there, the Rabbanan of the second Bryce would hold, that's not only Mitzoran, it's every person. And that, like you're saying, that like the Rabbanan of the first Bryce would also mean everyone. I saw the Nagam Mitzoran, so why did you pick specifically Mitzoran? Because that was the prime Lishka, was in store for that purpose. Because they have a need to table and Achlas Yidem and Achlas Yidem, they have to put their thumbs right away quickly, and therefore they made it right over there. But the truth is, even from Rabbanan of the Lishka Mitzoran, they hold that every single person has to table before they come in. Or Inami, another approach you could say is that Nagam Mitzoran, the reason why they picked Mitzoran was like Yachal Kech Rabbi Yehuda. Because they want to say the strength of the dispute and of Rabbi Yehuda, the polygram that he disagrees and he says, Loi Mitzayru Amru. No, they actually did not say by Mitzayru. Eila Shakulam Nafkin, specifically other people. Because he held that, no, Mitzayru, there's no point to remind him of Old Tumah. He just tabled the previous day. Or Inam, another approach is the Dafka name of the Mapalik. No, you could say that specifically, that it's regarding this, that this is that what they're disagreeing about. And that is the Tanakama, because the Tanakama, meaning the Rabbana, that they said the Lishkas Mitzaron is with the Mitzaron with Tybal. Sabah they held the Lashar Kalad, the Manichas Lazar, Hibamakam Acher. That you're right, they held like the other Rabbanim, that everyone has to Tybal. But they would do it in another place, not Lishkas Mitzaron. And therefore, that wouldn't be a contradiction to Rabbanim, but even all they've been Zayn. Whereas Rabbi Huda Sabah held the Lemitzaron without Tybal and Sham Lishkas, no, it's not only Mitzaron that Tybal over there in the chamber. Everyone with Tybal over there. Or Yinami Kalim, another part you could say is Kuli Biyudi, actually it's all Rabbi Huda. And it's just because they said before the Chim was called Lishkan Mitzron, Lefisha Nisakna Tchila Lefilz Mitzron, because it was entered initially for the Mitzron. So Hotzach Lavza Lefar, so we have to go back and explain, Lemitzron Bavatum Filin, not only Mitzron, the Nitzvila, Elafshah, Kalodim, rather every single person. Based on that, of course, no contradiction Rabbanan Rabbanan, because the second Braisa is actually no Rabbanan, it's all Rabbi Yehuda, so there's no contradiction. Shimnik says, Master begin with Zigmar, Kibin Zemis Rilu, that they were holding the, like Ben Zayma. Which Taisa says, Who Adin, the Kibihuda Namis Rilu, the truth is, it's not only like Ben Zayma, it could also be like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, when he's in doubt, or what exactly did the Rabbanan of the first Braisa hold, it doesn't mean specifically Ben Zayma. Rather, the doubt is, do they require every single person to have a tefillah before they come to Azara, or not? But most definitely, that could be like Rabbi Yehuda, who also holds a tefillah, although he holds rabbinically because of a concern that maybe a person forgot he had a tumah, because the outcome of Pliki Ben Zem Rabbi Yehuda Eli Deres Rabbanah. All machlokes they have between them is only if it's Deres Rabbanah. But Tavayim Moedit Tatar Nechlas Azar by tefillah, but both of them agree that a Torah person comes to Azara requires a tefillah, and not only the Mitzayra. So why did they pick specifically that of Ben Zayma? And look at Ben Zayma, the reason they picked Ben Zayma was Meshum de Ikka Hashel Neshel, and it's all because the primary question was asked of him. As the Bible says, Sholos Ben Zayma Tefillah Zulama, and he said, and he responded that it needs a tefillah, but again, it's not specifically that of Ben Zayma, it would even be like that of Rabbi Yehuda.